beyond the basement with Yeti and Jim Jam, because Johnny's not here, but that's okay, because we got some really cool dudes in today. Special guests Will and Alex from OK Cooks, probably the coolest fucking cooking show on YouTube. How you guys doing today?
Good, man. What an intro.
Dude, that's awesome. Johnny's missing out. You know what? We won't forget this, Johnny.
How you gonna bail on the guys that bought you food?
Yeah, man. That's all right. We're winning here.
I mean, he better look out. I mean, Yeti did a killer job on the intro. He better keep an eye behind him, or he's gonna get replaced, you know.
I only get to do it every now and then, so I like to like make an impression.
You did great. You did really good.
Appreciate you. How y'all doing today? It's good, nice fall Saturday here, or Sunday.
It's Sunday. Yeah, I mean, I'm doing good. It's not quite a nice day where we're at. Pretty rainy and shitty outside, so keeping it indoors today.
Yeah, it's pretty humid. It's like armpit-ish warm outside.
So. Ugh, gross.
Yeah.
Where are you guys located? I was curious about that.
Will?
So we are in this little town called Bluffton, South Carolina. Probably have no idea where that is. The landmarks that we're like sandwiched right in between is Hilton Head and Savannah, Georgia. So we're like 25 minutes from each. So we live right in the middle of those two in South Carolina. So yeah. The Low Country, that's what they call it.
How do y'all not have accents?
We're not from here.
Yeah, we're not.
Okay.
I mean, I can turn one on if y'all want. If we need to back on, you know, like, come on.
Do you find yourself picking one up if you're around people from the area a lot?
No, I don't know.
Yeah, no. If I talk to someone from like Ireland or Australia, that's the only type of person. If I start talking to them, I just start doing their accent.
Not good.
And it's probably just like extremely offensive. So, and I don't know what it is. They'll just start talking like, oh, yeah. Yeah, we're going to go down there and we're going to cook something today. And then, you know, oh, yes. Yeah. Oh, but Southern people, I mean, my family's from Alabama. So Alex and I both, I mean, Alex was born in Georgia, but he mainly grew up in Virginia and so did I. I moved down here like 9 years ago, and Alex has been down here for about a year now. Mm-hmm. But we're originally from Virginia, so we're kind of from the middle. But I married a woman from Long Island, and my family's from Alabama. So like my children are totally screwed up. Sometimes they sound crazy Southern, and then sometimes they're telling me to put my socks away in the dryer or something, because they go like super New York. So we're normal. Me and Alex are just basic accent.
Middle of the road.
Yeah.
This I've been watching the show. It's like trying to place. It's like somewhere right in the middle has to be. You know.
Yeah, there's like some words I get caught up on. Some like water. I'll be like water. There's like, yeah, it's like some words I'll drop that like my secret Southernness will come out.
Yeah.
Especially if I'm like eating biscuits or something. It depends on what I'm eating, you know, if it just like really balances me out. You know, once a piece of fried chicken hits the lips, you know, come on, man. But
I tried really hard for a long time because I was raised in Oklahoma, then I moved to East Tennessee. I tried really hard to like scrub the accent, and then I found out that it was fucking hopeless. So I just lean into it. And it's when I get really relaxed or when I'm like drinking a lot, it's over with. It's hillbilly time.
You know? Dude, nothing wrong with that. Lean into it.
You know? Hell yeah. It's a brand. You know?
Oh, for sure. Like you said, I never notice it yourself. And then people say, like, I love your accent. Like, you have an accent. I don't. Almost like you get offended by it.
I tell you what, the further I get away from the South, the more Southern I become. I was in Michigan a couple of years ago on vacation, and I tipped my hat. I had a fucking flat bill hat on. I tipped my hat to the lady at the gas station. Ma'am, y'all have a good one. And I got out to the car and was like,
you over-delivered kindness. You're like,
she's probably like, who is this asshole?
Yeah, probably so.
He's being a smart ass. What did I do to him?
Yep.
Get into this and how did y'all come up with the idea to start this YouTube channel?
Honestly, it was pretty much Will that pushed us towards it. We're kind of bored. We're both dads, don't really have a lot going on. And we needed an excuse to hang out. It's like, let's make some videos. It's kind of history from there.
We do have a very prestigious cooking lineage.
That's so true.
Alex and I met 6 years ago? So we met 6 years ago. We were just meant to be best friends. So we hit it off at a place we were both working at. And the work did this. They would do these things called Chop Challenges, which I don't know if you guys have ever seen those shows on like the Food Network, where you get like a box of just like the most random things. Mm-hmm. And then you cook. So Alex and I, we've been teammates on that, and we are
undefeated.
We're undefeated champions at that company's Chop Challenge. So that's what kind of started the cooking. And then we always kind of wanted to do something on YouTube. We didn't know what it was. We've like kicked around the idea of a bunch of different like channel ideas. And then we made one video, which was like our first video, which looking back at it now, it's just like, oh my gosh, that video is so bad.
Dude, it's the best.
We made a video for the McDonald's quesadilla, which is something we've made before as a joke. And it blew our minds because we were like, wow, that was actually like ridiculously good. So our friends were like encouraging us, and we were like super bored. We needed some sort of hobby. Because we've got two kids under 5, so we have no lives. We each have two kids under 5, so that have no hobbies. And we were like, well, let's just start this and see what happens. And then it's snowballed from there. I mean, we've been doing it for 9 months now, and we've got 30 some episodes. So it's definitely like a hustle, but and then it's just snowballed, and we've kind of built this like kind of cool community of followers, which we never thought we would have. It got to the point where now we're like starting to reach people that aren't just our friends or the people that we grew up with, like you guys.
Right.
And we're like, and you guys dig it, and we're like, well, damn, we got to keep doing this now. We got to do it for Jim. We got to do it for Johnny. Yeti's looking up. We got to do it. So like now it's like you guys that push us to like keep trying to level it up and do weirder stuff and choke and have a good time.
Almost vomit on camera.
One day
me and Yeti was going back and forth talking about preparing for this, and I'm gonna let Yeti tell you what his thoughts about things are. Yeti,
I just want to know if there's any like herbal inspiration that goes into the creation of some of these recipes.
Yeah, honestly, it was kind of a thought that I had as well, making some of these videos. People probably think we're stoned the whole time.
Absolutely, yes.
And truth be told, not once has that ever come into play.
No?
No.
You guys are just like wizards. You're like munchie wizards. Because there's an episode. It may be that particular shirt you're wearing. It was like this... I don't even remember what episode it was. It might have been the cheesesteak pancakes. And I'm just like, I'm blitzed out of my skull, right? I'm just like, oh my God, those look so fucking good. And then I like, see the tie-dye shirt, right, in the episode, and I'm like, they get it. It's like, they have to be baked. You can't come up with this sober. And I was totally fucking wrong, apparently. That's awesome. Yeah, that makes it cooler, actually.
We try and pride ourselves on our munchie originality.
Yeah, dude.
Whoa, we should put that on a t-shirt. Munchie originality. Yeah, I think I mean, we've kind of put coming up with recipes as kind of like an equation. Now it's like, let's take two things that make completely no sense at all
and make them together.
And that's kind of how cheesecake pancakes. Where did you come up with that? I think we were in the drive-thru at a McDonald's.
Yeah.
Man, we eat too much fast food.
That's true.
Oh man.
But it's great research.
It really is. And I'll research all day.
Yeah. Hell yeah. So as y'all know, y'all's General So's General So's, what do y'all call it? How do y'all call it?
The McGeneral So's chicken.
As y'all know, I actually did that myself, and
you tasted the fruit.
Oh man, it was amazing. Talk about already making a what I think is a really good nugget, making it even better.
It's true. Who thought you could level up a chicken nugget?
Right.
Y'all did it multiple times now with y'all's McNugget sliders.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Those things were nice.
Those look fucking ridiculous. Oh my God.
For some reason, out of all the food that we've ever made, the spicy McNugget sliders is the one food that completely dominated me. Like, I felt so bad after eating that. I think it's because we literally ate all of them.
Oh my God.
Like, it's pretty rare we eat everything that we made.
And I don't know, man. You destroyed those Philly cheesesteak pancakes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I felt bad for you.
It was dense. I mean, that cheese just got, like, harder and harder the longer it sat. Because it wasn't, like, at the beginning, it was, like, really runny and cheesy. And then it was just, like, paste. It was just, like, cement at the end.
I love, you guys have this really cool, like almost a really subtle odd couple dynamic going. This is like, when it's just like, you know, Alex is pointing out the fucking, the amount of sodium that's in the cheese whiz. It's like, that's like 3 days worth, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. It's pretty aggressive. Yeah. It's funny when we were working together, you know, we'd go to lunch together, whatever. We'd be walking to lunch, and everyone we'd see on the street, they'd be like, y'all brothers. And we just kind of like took that and ran with it. So that's how I feel like that's what inspired us to get that dynamic between the two of us. We just kind of act like we're related.
Yeah. And it's you can tell like you guys are having a fucking blast when you're in there, you know, doing your thing. You can tell. All that really comes through. It's like there's a real camaraderie there, but it's like, you know, almost like you take turns being the fucking the straight man, you know, to the comedy guy. It's fun. It's cool to watch, you know, because I don't even know how much of it is planned, but you guys work off of each other so well that it's
none of it's planned. Zero it's, planning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just plan the recipe and go, huh?
Pretty much. I mean, I'll show up to Will's house and, you know, I'll start setting up the camera gear and everything. And Will's like, all right, let me run you through what we're making tonight. And I'm like, all right, cool.
Yeah, it's like we created a format. It's like we know we have a beginning, and then we're going to cook some stuff, and then we know we're going to eat. And then that's about the planning. I think the most planning would be like, should we dice the onion on camera or should we just pre-dice it? Like, that's the one thing that we're still figuring out is like, well, what kind of food do people still want to see us prep versus like what should just be done?
Yeah.
So we're
there's only so many times you want to watch someone cut up an onion, you know?
Yeah. Unless you can do it like really fun.
That's why we got that slap chop out, man. You gotta beat it up.
Hell yeah. What?
Go ahead, Jay.
So, how far ahead are you guys? Do you guys have, like, stuff planned out for episodes ahead of time? Or is this, like, really spontaneous, kind of? Or what?
A little bit of both.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a 50-50. We're pretty behind right now. We were ahead for a while, where we had, like, two episodes, like, pre-recorded. But now summertime, it was like vacation time. So like Alex would have a vacation and I would have a vacation. So we burned through our like stockpile, but now we are not, we're kind of behind. So like whatever we're going to film this week, like tomorrow night will come out on Friday. And we don't even know what we're cooking this week. And we were hoping maybe you guys could help us kind of dip into that pot. Maybe you guys can help us figure out what we should make this week.
I commented on your last video, the Dunkaroos donuts, and I said somehow because you went back to the 90s and stuff when we was in school. So because I think we're all around the same age because I was born in 84, but
86.
Yeah, yeah, 86.
But the rectangle pizza.
Oh yeah.
Oh, so Jim, you don't know this. The rectangle pizza. Alex, do you have some in your fridge?
No, we're currently out.
So the rectangle pizzas are like something we eat. I went weekly to the grocery store earlier and I bought, those are the pizzas I feed my kids. So we buy, they're called Elio's. They're these rectangular pizzas.
Yeah. It's the same garbage we used to get at
like
lunch
in elementary school where you could just like peel it off the top.
Yeah. Does the taste hold up?
It's not bad. I mean, I had one the other night for dinner.
Wow. Now we were texting about a pizza idea. We don't know if we're going to make it this soon because we just did some pizza stuff. But I was texting Alex this morning about a stuffed crust pizza. The idea was a hot dog stuffed crust pizza. So instead of putting cheese in the crust, you put hot dogs. And you get hot dogs in the crust.
What if we did Slim Jims in the crust instead?
It might be too tough.
You think?
No. Oh, those Bahama Mama hot sausages.
Oh, the gas station sausages?
Yes, they're like the pickled hot sausages.
Oh, man, you're fucking with some stuff that I don't even know if we fuck with.
Oh. This is black magic right there. dark arts.
Oh, yeah, that's some dark shit right there.
We'd have to go to a pretty beat down South Carolina gas station. Be like, we'll take 20 of your finest jar sausages, please.
Wait, what are those like gigantic bag pickles that they sell?
I think they're just called pickles in a bag.
No, is it like a Big Bertha or Big Mama or something like that?
Yeah, it's like it's just a giant pickle that's like probably spicy.
Yeah. It's disgusting.
When I see them it reminds me of what's that homeless guy from In Living Color that carries around the pickle jar that was, looks like shit?
Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about.
I think it's Damon Wayans plays the character.
I love that you referenced In Living Color. That's great. That's a throwback right there.
Fuck yeah.
I got, like, I think the first season on DVD.
I love that.
What if you did bratwurst stuffed crust? Like, cheddarwurst, you know? So you have the cheese and the meat in the crust.
Yeah, I think there needs to be some sort of cheese component. That was... Yeah. But yeah, I mean, I'm thinking, like, because you got to think... Pizza stuffed crust. What you stuff in that crust is, I mean, the world is your oyster. So it's like, you can put whatever you want in there.
Just don't put oysters in there.
Good God, no.
Oh, we'd definitely get sick. That would be the first thing we make that, like, we take one bite and we're like, well, that was a mistake.
This is it.
Well, we tried.
Hey, what about popcorn shrimp? Or not popcorn. Is it popcorn shrimp? Or what's the fuck? What's the breaded shrimp, the little bites?
Yeah.
Yeah, popcorn shrimp.
Yeah, okay.
So we have not done any seafood.
That's true.
Po' boy pizza.
What if it's a seafood pizza?
Are there any seafood, like fast food seafood places around us? Like, is there a Long John's?
I don't think so. So there's not a lot of like seafood restaurants around where we live because we live by the beach. So like there's no...
Yeah, if you're getting seafood, you're going to one of those like big boy like fish houses.
Yeah.
Yeah, we don't have any like fast food chains around here that have seafood, unfortunately.
Dude, imagine a stuffed crust pizza with Long John's fish in it.
Y'all don't have Captain D's then?
No. We might have one, but I mean, we're going to have to drive like 30 minutes to get there. And then by the time we get that nasty stuff home, it's going to be.
Yeah, it's not great to start with.
Yeah, room temperature for 30 minutes. I'm sure it'll be even better.
Y'all can record that episode in a hotel somewhere close to the Captain D's.
Well, maybe they'll let us in the Captain D's kitchen. You never know.
Oh, can you imagine that showing up to a hotel room? We need a room. 1 hour. We've got a bag of Long John Silvers. We're ready to do our work. They were
just like, two dudes, some camera equipment, some Long Johns. It's like, we need an hour and a half. Don't ask no fucking questions.
They would be calling the cops in 2 seconds.
That would be great.
We're making videos for the internet. No other explanation.
Oh, man. Yeah. Look at this. It only took us 32 minutes to get to
hourly rentals
with Long John Silver's. So much tartar sauce. We're going to need 80 packets of tartar sauce.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
Would that be the sauce for the pizza?
God.
Oh, I think cocktail, because cocktail's red.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. That would be somewhat better. But,
yeah. Huh. And like hush puppies, you could crumble up some hush puppies on it and some French fries and cheese. I mean, I think it wouldn't be that bad.
It wouldn't be terrible.
I mean, usually like fish and cheese aren't my thing. Not really a good combo there.
You have to go with like maybe shrimp.
Well, does fish fillet has cheese on it, right? If you get that at McDonald's. Yeah, I think that has a slice of cheese.
No way.
I don't think I've ever eaten one of those.
I'm calling bullshit on that one.
The fish fillet at McDonald's? I think it's got a good old piece of American cheese on it.
No way. Google.
Dude, I'm looking it up.
On it.
They're both
on it. It does have cheese on it.
On the bottom, dude.
Oh. Man.
McDonald's, look at the amount of tartar they put on that thing.
Maybe that's what we do then. Are they still selling the fish fillet right now?
At McDonald's?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's like a standard.
That's the like
McChicken.
Oh,
I used to work at McDonald's when I was a teenager, and they used like caulking guns for their condiments.
Yeah, it's efficient, man. I commend them for it.
What about Arby's cheesy beef and potato burrito? The roast Arby's beef. Burrito. Yeah, the roast beef and like. Curly fries and the Arby's sauce and the liquid cheese in a burrito.
You're speaking my language now.
Alex has been trying to come up with an Arby's idea for a couple of weeks now.
Yeah. I'm so motherfucking hungry right now.
I knew that would kind of happen with this episode. We were probably like, I'm hungry as hell now.
We always like get off on food tangents anyway.
Oh, okay, even better.
Cause it's like me, Jim Jam, and Johnny. It's like three fat guys just sitting around talking. It's gonna go to food.
Well, two of the episodes we ranked cereal the first time, and then the second was we did a
chips.
Yeah, chips in a bracket, like a bracket brawl of chips.
Oh, what? Who won out? What chip won?
Funyuns.
Oh shit. Wasn't seeing that coming.
Yeah, it was the dark horse for real. None of us saw it coming, but it happened.
Yep, Funyuns won.
Yeah, that's a game I can get behind right there.
Alex, you do like Funyuns.
Yeah, big Funyun guy.
But on one our logo, we got fried pies on there, home cooking and fried pies on our logo. So.
Yeah, first episode of the show, Jim Jam professed his love for fried pies and his unique usage of them. Or maybe me and Johnny implied that.
That's what it was. They implied that.
Yeah. Jim Jam's like, I don't remember that. I think that was all you guys.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we started doing some ranking videos on our Instagram when they came out with Reels. So like maybe once a week or every other week, we'll rank like top fast food French fries, the worst fast food restaurants. But when we started doing that, you would find out that whatever you think is the worst, there are people that are ready to go to war to defend that. So like this week, we ranked our top three worst fast food restaurants. And number one was the Dairy Queen Grill and Chill. I don't know if you guys love it or not, but the people that showed up for the DQ Grill and Chill blew my mind.
Yeah.
Dude, there's people that love everything out there.
There's the only reason to ever go to DQ for anything is like Dilly Bars or
a Blizzard.
Blizzards, yeah.
That's it.
I was trying to think of what they called them. Yeah, Blizzards and Dilly Bars. And if you're getting anything else there, you're doing it wrong.
100%.
We had a guy, he was like, if you haven't had the DQ Grill and Chill Montana Burger, you are missing out. Or what? I don't know if that was the name of the
burger. No fucking way is that good.
But yeah, no, thank you.
Then he dropped the, I live in Alaska. And I'm like, oh, man, no wonder. You probably got some, like, limited edition DQ and Grill and Chill up there, man.
Or that's the only fast food they have. Yeah,
it's it. It's all you get. It's that or McDonald's. So, fuck it, you know.
They're just happy. They'll take.
Honestly, I was shocked about the people going to bat for A&W.
Oh, yeah. So have you guys ever seen A&W fast food restaurants? They're usually in like truck stops where we
are. Or the mall.
Yeah. We had one back in my hometown that was, it was a Long John's / A&W.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
And it was fucking terrible. Just the smell when you walk in. It's like a root beer up front and then like followed by not quite fish.
People love the A&W. Supposedly it's like super popular. It's like totally different in Canada, which we've got like a decent amount of Canadians follow us, which is awesome. They're so kind. They're so nice.
Very kind.
Yeah.
But they, I guess there's like a, I think A&W is like the Chick-fil-A of Canada. It must be totally different up there because they were
That's shocking.
They were like, hold our maple syrup. Let's freaking debate this.
I think I saw an A&W drive-in like Sonic in Gatlinburg.
I wouldn't be surprised.
I mean, they have pretty much everything there.
Yeah. Yeah, they do that.
That's where Dollywood is, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh, I went to Dollywood once when I was like 8. It was awesome. I don't remember anything. I just remember it being awesome.
Dude, she's such a badass. Like, to have her own amusement park.
100%.
Oh, yeah.
She does so much cool stuff for, like, the region. Like, until like, my son's 9 now, but until he was, like, turned 5 or 6, every month he got books. Because Dolly does, like, the Imagination Library. So she wants to make sure kids get books. So every month she sends free ones out and stuff. She's such a badass.
Dang, get it, Dolly.
John, oh, well, this might get a little crazy, but Yeti has a geriatric fetish.
So, now, I'm a scientist. But Dolly Parton is, she's still hot.
It depends on what you're into, I guess.
Apparently, she's going to pose in Playboy again. Well, the cover. Because she didn't really pose like back in the day. She just kind of was in some lingerie. So that was more like a Maximum magazine type thing.
Sure.
Beggars can't be choosers.
She's going to do that again. So I'm sure Yeti was like.
I mean, more power to her. Like I said, she's a badass.
Yeah, dude. She's good. You don't get much better than Dolly.
Everybody's got a bucket list. It's on her bucket list. Do your work, Dolly.
Hell yeah. Get that clout. Like, she needs more of it, you know? Fucking. Okay, let's. God damn it, Jim Jam. All right. It's fucking almost Halloween. Ask. What's your favorite scary movie, guys?
It's a good question. Honestly, oh man, this is a tough one for me. I'm all over the place. Like, I enjoy, like, old school. Like The Shining and stuff like that. Big fan of that movie. But then I like the like weird random like early 2000s Drag Me to Hell. You guys seen that?
Yeah, I love that movie.
Yeah, it's super weird. Like that part in the car where that old lady's like eating her chin, like just housing her face. It's so weird, dude, but I like it.
And that the goat?
Yes.
You tricked me, you black-hearted whore.
Yes, dude, that movie is so weird. It was one of those where I was like, I remember watching it, and I was like, man, I don't know if I'm in the mood for a scary movie. And I got like halfway through it, and I was like, man, this is not what I was expecting. It's more of like a, like to me, it almost watched like a comedy in a way.
Mm-hmm. That's the beauty of Sam Raimi, man.
Yeah, that's a great movie.
Was that kind of the start of them? That's what I first remember of them having people, other people's mouth.
Maybe, I don't know.
No, Japan started that.
Oh, okay. My bad.
Well, thanks, Japan. Makes sense. Man. So my favorite scary movie. So, all right, I've got two. Maybe they're my favorite or they've scared me the most. So I just get jacked up and watch them. So the I love The Conjuring.
That is a good one.
Yeah, it's good.
It scared the crap out of me. And then I really am a huge fan of Paranormal Activity 2. The second one specifically.
Fuck those movies.
It was something about like Paranormal Activity 1, cool, got it, scary. Like that was like one of those movies that like had no budget and it blew up and like love it. The second one, they had a little bit of budget, but there were little kids in the second one.
Mm.
And there was one scene where it was like two girls, which I have two girls, and they're like, I don't know, 7 and 5 in the movie. And the demon like grabs one of the girls by the ponytail and picks her up. Dude, there was like the Shape of Me and in the wall. Like I busted through the wall.
Yeah. Like the Kool-Aid man.
That's it. Hot take. Halloween. I don't think we said this on an episode, but Halloween is actually my birthday.
Really?
What?
So, that's rad. You should be going all out, man.
Well, for Will, it's not rad because basically imagine your birthday getting overshadowed by an annual holiday every year.
It's fun. So it had its times. When we were like college age, dude, let's rip it. When you're having like epic Halloween birthday parties, those times were great. When I was young, it was great. Now, you know, I'm in my 30s with two kids. They could care less that it's my birthday. They're like, we're dressing up. We're getting candy. Happy birthday. See you later. So like, I do like, but you know what? This year I'm taking it back. Last year, I was outside just sitting on a bench all by myself. I was all lonely, handing out candy. But last year I decided, I was like, I'm taking it back. And then COVID hit. And I was like, damn it, I'm not taking it back. But this year I am doing a cookout. I'm throwing a little bit of a party in our backyard. Alex is coming. It's just going to be like his family and my family. And we're going to have a party. We're going to grill out. I mean, we're going to have a good time. But next year, once it's fully back to normal.
Maybe.
I'm going to tear it up. I'm going to throw a big old party.
Hell yeah, man.
You guys come on down. Get in the car, load up, head east, hit 95, come on.
My wife
Fuck yeah, from, sounds great.
My wife is from Myrtle Beach, so hell.
That's not far. Yeah.
No. Hey, but speaking of Halloween, there we go. Duh. we're doing a little trunk or treat. We're involved with a trunk or treat here in Manchester because our area, our Coffee County or Manchester usually has a safe on the square for the kids.
Mm.
Well, they canceled it because of COVID. So the local radio station here, Thunder Radio, decided, oh, yeah, screw you. We're going to do it anyways. So they know a guy that is the property manager for a old abandoned Red Foods here. So they let us use a parking lot of it, or let them use a parking lot of it. And underneath the front of it, where the walkway is from the side, they're letting us put up a haunted house.
Oh, nice.
So Tennessee Horror News haunted house is happening. And one of the parts of the first part is going to be Hocus Pocus themed for maybe the not so scary part.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other part is going to be zombies. And we're incorporating the OK Cooks.
Nice.
Spooky guts.
The spooky guts. Yeah, we're gonna make the spooky guts, and that's what one of the zombies is gonna be eating.
Dude, they're gonna get full quick.
Small bite.
Small bites.
Small bites. Maybe you're just gonna tell them just to do this right here, just smear it on their face.
That's one way to do it. You want to eat?
Yeah. Don't.
I would love to do a haunted house one year, Alex.
Dude, I made one in my garage when I was in like eighth grade, maybe. It's so much fun.
Oh yeah, yeah. We've got a ton of things already. I built a door out of some pallets. I'm going to line the inside of it with these battery-operated LEDs with a remote I got off Amazon. I'm going to zip tie them in there, light it up a little bit, and then we got some more pallets we're going to make stuff with. And my daughter is starting to do some really good makeup effects. So we get her to zombify everybody. We made this last night. This is our first attempt for a body.
Oh wow!
Oh, nice.
So we use the old shower curtain, 4 or 5 gallon jugs, and an old pillow, and we just threw it in there and then taped it up, and that's gonna be a body just laying on the floor.
Oh my gosh!
Dude, you might want to delete that off your phone, man.
Yeah. Someone's like, gonna come up missing that I know, and they're gonna be like, right. who's this?
Exactly.
I like leaving the bedding in hotel rooms wrapped up like a body like that. That's always fun.
You're never there to see the reaction though.
I know, but I just imagine it's
you could do it if you're staying 2 nights or whatever and let them come in to do their thing, but set up a camera. To see their reaction.
Just do that and then have Long John Silver sprinkled all over the floor. Then they'll really. We don't know what happened.
Leave up. Just tripods and Long Johns.
The tub was full of 1,000 hush puppies. Something went down in here.
That sounds like my dream right there.
Room of 1,000 hush puppies.
Their hush puppies are legit, though.
Yeah, yeah. Long John's hush puppies are dope.
Now that you said 1,000 hush puppies in the bathtub, now I can see one of y'all just sitting in the bathtub like y'all taking a bath in hot and hush puppies.
Dude, you know, that's our long game.
OnlyFans?
Yeah, that's a great idea, actually. That hasn't even crossed my mind. No, but we're hoping, you know, once we really make it, you know, and we start actually like making some money from YouTube, we're really going to step up our game and start doing like legit long form, like story based. It's going to be awesome.
Oh man, that would be super cool.
Like a Christmas special every year.
Yeah, man. I dig that idea. I really like when, cause you know, there's a handful of people I watch, you know, regularly on YouTube, and I love when they do holiday specials. Like, I watch Nostalgia Critic, and he does Nostalgia-ween. Like all October is Halloween themed, and then they do Christmas specials and shit. That's do that. That'd be awesome.
Yeah.
Stuff like that.
One of these days,
we're getting there. We're getting
dude. The content is solid. I mean, it's really good. Like, I've been since Jimmy's like, oh, we're gonna do this interview, and I was like, well, I've been I followed you guys on Instagram or whatever, and I was like, oh, well, now I need to go watch the videos. And I, you know, me and my wife were in bed one night, you know, so we watch TV before we go to sleep or whatever, and I turned you guys on, and we were just like, we binged like so many episodes. It was like, god damn, this is good. You know, this is like, because we watch cooking shows anyway. Like, we'll do, you know, we'll go on a binge where we watch like Chopped, and we watch Cutthroat Kitchen, and I don't know. She gets into the one with the lady with the shark hair and that yells at all the cooks in the kitchen because they suck at it.
Yeah,
Hell's Kitchen?
Like, no. It's Worst Cooks in America. That's what it was. Yeah,
that's what it is.
We got to get on that show, Alex.
We might win it, though.
I think
we're fucking ringers.
Yeah, so Alex and I, we are undisputed Chop Challenge champions at our old, you know, on the small scale that we've done it. But Alex's secret move in those contests, when we blank and we don't know what to do with something,
throw it in a blender.
He just blends it up with ice cream and makes a milkshake. the things that he's put in a blender with ice cream that are shockingly good.
Yeah. I think we won last time because of that.
Yeah, 100%.
So you got to give, what was it that you threw in there?
God, what do we have?
So when we did that chop challenge, there was venison steak. We did not put venison.
No blended steak.
It was like venison. You guys know those like little like cinnamon cakes that you get in the packaging? They're like cinnamon roll.
Pinwheels.
Yeah.
It was like pinwheels. Some like really expensive piece of pie from like a really bougie restaurant in Savannah. It was like.
Wasn't it peaches too?
Oh, I don't know. It was something crazy.
The pie was peach, I think.
And like it was down to us.
I chucked a whole piece of pie in a blender. And a pinwheel.
It was rough.
And used some like, and we were in a an Airbnb, and I think there was ice cream from the previous group that had stayed there, and it was like half eaten. Threw that in the blender as well.
Great. I mean, it sounds good.
It was awesome.
We like paired it with some sort of quesadilla. I don't remember what we put in the quesadilla.
I think we put pie in the quesadilla as well.
Oh, that was it. Yeah. We defaulted to our classics. Milkshake, just throw it in a blender, shove it in a tortilla. It'll be great.
You can't go wrong.
You really can't.
Food Network, hit us up.
No, we're going we're going after Guy Fieri.
Oh, snap.
Yeah, we want to be the next host of Triple D.
That's the ultimate goal.
How sick would that be?
That would be awesome. Co-mayors of Flavor Town?
Yeah, dude.
As long as you can get everything y'all want out of it and no one tries to step on the creativity of y'all, that would be cool to see y'all go to a big channel or something, but... As long as y'all get all, you know, y'all do what y'all want. We just need your money and your TV station. We don't need nothing else from you. We don't need your opinions or anything.
Yeah, we've talked about when we hit our like 1 year anniversary in February, filming a like an OK Cooks version of a Triple D, where we go to like three restaurants in our local town where they like let us in the kitchen. And we don't have nice cars. So like instead of renting a Camaro, we'll just be rolling out in our like in my like Elantra.
This is what the time. I'm hanging out the window.
Just ready to roll.
Yeah.
We're gonna have some fun with it. But yeah, that's like our man, imagine because he's gotta retire from Triple D one day, right? Like
yeah.
Continue to do it.
Yeah.
And that's how is he?
Do you think he goes to the gym and stuff?
Yeah. He probably works out. I would think so.
I think you have to.
Yeah, because he eats a lot.
Yeah, I feel like if you got Guy Fieri money, you probably got a gym in the house. You're probably just like crushing. Yeah.
Personal trainer, the whole thing.
Yeah.
Every time he films an episode, that's his cheat meal.
Right.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Well, like Man versus Food, when like Adam Rickman would do his stuff, he was also like going to the gym and on a regular diet, you know. Otherwise, you'd have died.
That guy,
dude's a monster.
That's one thing that you couldn't pay me to do. It's like eat myself sick every single episode. No, thank you.
It depends on how much you're paying to me.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, I guess you could always.
Alex, walk it back now. Yeah.
I guess you could always pull the trigger and, you know, binge and purge.
I mean, you know, that too.
Especially if you're having like a gallon milkshake, it probably tastes great coming back up too.
Yeah. If you do it quick, it'll still be cold.
Exactly. Yeah. I used to always say in college, you know, when we would drink a lot, be like, everyone, make sure you have a smoothie before you go to bed because it's the best thing to throw up.
I don't think Will is too much of a fan of vomiting, is he?
No, he doesn't throw up much.
You know, I haven't threw up in probably 14 years.
Oh, man. I wish I could say that.
The last time I did, I got a pill stuck on the back of my tongue. I threw up so bad around my eyes were my blood vessels busted around my eyes. I strained so hard. It scared me to death ever since to throw up like that. So now I'm just like, nope, not ever going to let that happen again.
A couple of birthdays ago, I decided that I wasn't in my 30s and I was going to go on like a 3-day bender, and I was going to start it off with a handle of Bushmills.
Well,
so dude. I'm like a no shit quart of whiskey into the night, and my age just came out of nowhere. When I woke up, I had a hangover for 3 days. I was,
eating 2 packs of bacon in one sitting.
Oh yeah. I could just see feeling sick for days after that.
Oh yeah. You're just the salt content will seriously dehydrate you to the point where you're hungover.
Oh God. And swelled up too. Yeah.
Oh, meat sweats. Was that so, Jim Jam? Was that the same birthday party where you choked on the Tylenol? Is that where you struggled that peel?
No.
I wish it would have been a party. There was like one extra person in my house. I was just being a fucking drunk. None of that.
Yeah, unfortunately, this was just me in the bathroom before work taking my medicine. And it wasn't nothing fun, funny. Well, I did when we kind of had a little house party. I took 18 shots of Country Club vodka.
Oh God!
Why?
Because I was an idiot, and I thought like beer, you need to keep drinking to keep the buzz going, and with vodka, you don't need to do that.
No,
you don't. You don't need to drink vodka ever.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, and it was the only reason we got Country Club because we can all pitch in like $2 or $3 and get a half gallon. Wow. And I decided to take 18 shots of that garbage.
sir.
Well, I
think that might have developed my. I actually have an allergy for alcohol now.
So and that did it.
It's not even an allergic reaction. It's a defense mechanism.
So now I like break out in hives and start sweating and itching if I drink anything now. So I'm not a drinker.
It's probably for the best, man. Yeah. Especially after that. Clearly, you shouldn't be trusted with it.
No. Then I try to be a badass and take a big old chug of PGA without a chaser.
What is PGA?
Fucking Everclear.
Oh. Yeah, Everclear.
Oh my God.
You went evil Knievel. You went
from
my chest and my stomach burning so much. And it was no point in it. No one was telling me to. I was like, you need a chaser. I'm like, fuck, I don't need nothing. Took a big old swig of it and I'm like in the kitchen. That's a bad idea. Either the 18 shots of Country Club or the Everclear. One of those two created an allergy for alcohol.
It's a defense mechanism. It's not an allergy. It's a defense mechanism. Your body is it's self-preservation. So does your creative recipe building go into making dinner for the family at night?
I think so.
Yeah?
Yeah, I mean, it's never as crazy, like, both of our wives are vegetarians, so like anything that we make that has meat in it definitely doesn't make it to our dinner tables. But we might tweak it to where, you know, we use Impossible meat or, you know, Beyond meat or something like that to kind of vegetarianize it. But yeah, I think so.
That's another thing I was thinking about too. Besides like the munchy aspect was like, this would be a fun meal for, you know, or a fun dessert or something, you know, like, I bet especially like the spooky guts, I think my kid would just fucking die. He'd be, he's a horror kid, you know, so he would be all about it, you know, so So yeah, looking back, I do see kind of the, I don't know. I just think, I think creativity in the kitchen, especially like as a parent, it's super important. Some people go in there and be like, okay, well, I'm gonna make this recipe or something. But being able to have a little creativity, add a little kick to the food, one way or the other, I think that's really important.
For sure. And
do you guys get the little ones in the kitchen? Like,
mine are too little. Yeah, they're both under three. So,
okay.
They're babies.
Oh yeah.
They just get in the way in the kitchen.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think mine. So I've got a 5-year-old and a 3-year-old, and I would. There's some stuff that they'll help out with. Like they love making pizza, so like we made our pizza rolls like together. We've definitely made our sliders. Like there's a few of our recipes that like I think I'll make like every, it's kind of like on the every other week routine. We don't go out to eat anymore. And it's just like, we're always like cycling through recipes. But like the kids love the pizzas. They love the sliders. They love the Disney grilled cheese. That was a fun one. And then like, those are things that our wives will eat. But then like when Alex and I get together, sometimes we'll make our wives a dinner and then we'll make ourselves a dinner.
Yeah.
So, like, but cause we eat meat, but yeah, I think a lot of our recipes, they will make their way into the kitchen, but shockingly, most of the time, the recipes when we make them, when we film, are the first time we've ever made them.
Yeah.
So like we didn't test them to see if they would taste good. It was just like we've got a crazy like Philly cheesesteak pancakes, for example. That was an idea. Alex threw it out when we were in the drive-thru at McDonald's, and I was just like, yes, I don't care what we're gonna do. We'll make it. Like sure, we'll figure it out. Mm-hmm. So like that was the first time we ever made it, and we just like figure our way through it. But and that's kind of the surprise. So when we taste these things, we're like, it's either going to be awful or amazing, and it's always been really good.
Yeah, that's why like when you watch the videos and you see our faces as we take that first bite, it's usually like we're a little over the top because we're just shocked that it's good, because it's seriously the first time we've ever had it.
Yeah, that does come through. That's one of my favorite parts of any episode, is seeing you guys, like the surprise of, whoa, it's pretty all right. We did good.
Yeah.
I was prepared. It is definitely that. Like I was expecting pumpkin spice filet mignon to be garbage.
Yes.
Like I was ready for it to just be bad. But then when I tasted it, it was like, it was somehow ended up being like the best steak we've ever cooked, like ever. Somehow it turned out amazing. And then the taste was just like, shut up. This is so good.
When I saw y'all, when I was about to start watching, I was like, this can't be good. This can't
be
good.
Yeah, it sounds horrible.
Right?
I don't know what it is. I think it's the ginger. So like, if you think about like ginger with steak, like that's a pretty common taste in like Japanese food and stuff.
Yeah.
So like the ginger just like totally dominated the cinnamon. So like you didn't really taste much like cinnamon or clove. It just tasted like super salty, peppery, like ginger. Mm-hmm. It was good. Really good.
Well, all right. This is going to be off food completely. Something just happened on your video, Will, that I want to point out, but this is going to be a little backstory first. Beyond the Basement is more than just food, obviously. We also talk about ghosts. Did you buy your house new, Will?
Me? Yeah. So I built this house. So this house, I'm the only person to live in this house. Is there a ghost in there?
Besides your, I don't know how the camera's split. It looks like your right arm, from my point of view, or your left, whatever. I think I saw an orb fly by your arm.
Oh my gosh, dude. So you want me to tell you a creepy story?
Dude,
so,
he's got some ghosts in that house.
I've got some ghosts. All right, buckle up, boys. Here we go.
Real quick before you do, you just lifted your arm. Is that leaves on your arm?
I do have leaves on my arm. I have a leaf sleeve.
That's
fucking neat.
But okay, sorry, I just wanted to bring that out real quick. I saw it earlier. But go ahead with your ghost story.
So my youngest daughter was like, I don't know, 6 months or so. And my other daughter at the time was 3. And every night, like, you know how typically when, like, an air conditioning will turn on, it'll, like, shut a door because there's vents in the rooms and they're blowing air.
Yeah.
And, like, we had lived in this house for, like, 5 years at this point. But every night, my youngest daughter's door would blow open.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, we're like, what the heck is going on? And, like, we would go and we would shut it. And it would, like, shut and latch. Like, it would be latched. And we're like, okay. And air always blows underneath the door. But, like, the door would always blow open. And we caught it on film once. Like, in the monitor, we saw the door just slowly open. And there was no one there. But then the next morning, my oldest daughter started to tell, she had an invisible friend at the time that she would play with. And then I was like, oh, shit, it's Paranormal Activity 2 all over again. And she, oh man, what was her name? I've got a video of a 3-year-old telling me about, oh, she called her Goldilocks because she had blonde hair. She said, Goldilocks came into my room last night and woke me up. And I told her to stop going into Ellie's room. And I was like, I went to my wife. I was like, we're moving. The ghost is Goldilocks. She keeps cracking open Ellie's door. But yeah, and then the invisible friend left. And one day she never came back. But that was one time that was super creepy. I'll have to see if I can find that video and I'll send it to you guys where my 3-year-old is describing Goldilocks. Because it's like whenever like little telling stories that are creepy, they don't know how creepy it sounds.
Yeah.
But yeah, that is
not for me.
I know you guys talk about UFOs. I've totally seen a UFO.
What? Really?
Or at least I think please, I have.
Please share.
Okay. All right. So, Alex, I've told you this story before, right?
Probably. I've heard them all.
He's heard them all, like, multiple times. Okay. So, when I was, like, when I was in my, like, early 20s, I was, like, in bands. And, like, we would tour, like, around the U.S. and stuff. And we were driving from Texas to Southern California. So, we were going through New Mexico and Arizona. And it was, like, it was like 2 a.m., 3 a.m., and it was the band that I was in, and there was another band in a van behind us. And we would have these big, like, 16-passenger vans with these trailers that we would be pulling. And we were, like, in the middle of nowhere, in the middle of the desert. And the rule was, at night, like, if you were driving, whoever was riding shotgun always had to stay awake. So, like, it wasn't just one person driving by themselves, and they fall asleep and, like, wreck the van and kill everybody. So
right.
There's always two people had to be awake, the driver and shotgun. And it was the same thing with the other band that was with us. So we were in the middle of nowhere, New Mexico. And I'm just driving and it's the desert. It's just like, you don't see anything. Right. Mm-hmm. And we're cruising, probably going like 70 miles per hour. And then I just see something like out of the passenger side window. I see this like light and it just seems like it's just like some sort of light on a house, like really far away. And you don't really notice it. And you're driving. And then I would look over every once in a while. And then I noticed it was like keeping pace with us. So it wasn't like I would pass it. It was like, it was keeping up with our rate of speed. And then it kept getting closer to us. And then as it got closer, I realized the one light was 3 lights. It was 3 lights in the shape of like a triangle. So there's 2 lights on the bottom and 1 light on the top. Super big, bright lights. And it got to the point where it was maybe like 50 yards away from the van. And it was bigger at that point. And to the point where I was like, something is weird. This is not normal. What are we doing? And then the guy that I was next to that was riding shotgun, I was like, hey, dude, what is that? And then he saw it and he freaked out. He was like, oh my gosh, what is this? He was flipping out. And then everyone in our van woke up. They all saw it. And then it took off and then it shot off away from us. But again, it kept with us. It stayed our rate of speed and it just took off until we couldn't see it anymore. And then the first gas station we got to, we like pulled off. And the first thing that the van behind us did when they got out, they were like, holy shit, did you see that thing? And that was it. That was the time we saw, we don't know what it was, but it was something super creepy, and it was 3 lights, 3 super bright lights, and they were like orangey. It was like an orangey yellow, and I'm not like Like, I don't know. I know you guys talk about UFOs. That's like not my thing. Like, I don't dive into like extraterrestrials or anything. But that is one time that something super freaking freaky happened to me. And it happened to be in New Mexico.
You so almost got abducted.
Really?
What yeah, you did? Almost. Then, I don't know. You ever seen the movie Fire in the Sky?
I haven't.
I have.
You could have come out like old Travis, all crazy and weird.
I mean, he is pretty crazy and weird.
He might have got abducted. Did you lose any time that night?
I didn't, unfortunately. But yeah, that's one thing that happened. And that was like, I mean, granted, that was, 11 or 12 years ago.
So what kind of band were you in? That's what.
So I was in like a hardcore metalcore band.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
That's what's up.
Did you wear skinny jeans or was that before that?
Oh yeah. What? That was definitely my scene, totally.
Yeah. Like
because I know there was one genre of music where it was metal kinda, I guess. Was that metalcore?
Like the crab dancing and the skinny jeans and the fucking. Yeah, there's like a couple of bands that I really dig out of that.
Dude, that is exactly it.
Is it?
They're just there flaring their arms around and shit in the middle. Yeah. Windmills. They were doing windmills.
I really dig like Thy Art Is Murder. They're really good. Bring Me the Horizon was pretty fucking decent.
So yeah. That was my whole scene back in the day. That was a long time ago. Pre-being married, pre-kids. Now it's just eating pancakes slathered in Cheese Whiz. Mm. That's my hobby now.
Yeah, you're really taking a turn.
Yeah.
But UFO really got me out of it. I was like, I'm out. I'm out of this.
I know earlier you said something about a shirt. Are y'all planning on doing any kind of merch? Do you have it?
Eventually. I mean, we have some ideas on stuff we want to do. I think the big thing is just like taking the time to do it. You know, it's like both of us working full-time jobs and then doing this on the side, and the amount of work that Will does to do all the editing and everything. It's just a lot going on. So we got to set up a website, design the shirts, the whole thing. We'll get there.
We're going to have some swag soon. One day.
Yeah. That'll be cool. I will say the editing in the videos is fucking really good.
Yeah, it's Will really does a good job.
I just recently, around pandemic time, unfortunately, it's bad for some people, but my work got furloughed for, 2 months, I think it was. Mm. So I was getting that awesome $800 a month or a week from the government for unemployment. So when my checks, I bought me a gaming computer.
Nice.
Yeah. So I always needed one because I wanted to do more video editing. So now I got this gaming computer and I use Vegas Pro. Mm. And it's so much better than Windows Movie Maker.
Oh yeah, I can imagine.
So, but I would never have the money. Well, maybe one day, but I wanted to get a MacBook. But we all know them are outrageously expensive.
They
for
are.
Good reason, for good reason, though. They're powerful damn machines.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I'm mixed on Apple products. Just
I'm PC all the way, though.
Yeah, I go back and forth. So I'm a designer by day. And, you know, the majority of my career was like I had to be on a Mac. That's just what you did as a designer. And maybe like 2 years ago, 2 or 3 years ago, I switched over to a PC because I got into 3D modeling, animation, rendering, that sort of stuff. And you can't do that stuff on a MacBook. So bought a PC and I've been using PC ever since. So
yeah, I bought me one off of BestBuy.com. It's CyberPower PC.
Mm-hmm.
I got one of those. I think I paid like $900 for it.
Not bad.
Really, really good computer. Better than what I was using. I was using an HP laptop from Walmart for about $300. And that some bitch, you pull anything up and it pretty much makes it useless to use.
We've all been there.
But yeah, I'm starting to get better with video editing with that Vegas Pro. Still got a lot to learn, but like when I edit this, I want to put the little circle around the orb that I saw. So now I got to figure out how to do the tracking of that orb. So I'm gonna see that. Yeah, I'm gonna YouTube that, or I'm just gonna like put an arrow that does this.
I might
take the OK Cooks logo.
There you go.
Just have it follow it. But what was you saying, Yeti?
I was saying every time we do an interview, we like to do we try to get ghost stories, and that one happened like organically.
Yeah, that was cool.
With the orb too. That's fucking
right behind, like right between the, I guess, the window right there and the shelf. I saw a little white something. I don't know. It might have been like a dust particle. I don't know, but
yeah,
where you're.
No, it was an alien. It was the ghost of an alien.
Oh,
you gotta sell it.
I'm gonna have to try to figure out how to do the tracking of it. But I YouTube everything. That's how I've learned all that I've learned so far. This whole Tennessee Horror News started from a Facebook page. Me by myself, and that was it. And then I found an app called Simply Different that I can use on my phone. And that's how I built my first Tennessee Horror News website.
There you go. Dude,
there it is.
That's awesome.
Now we have WordPress, and it's amazing. But
I think, you know, once the COVID is over next summer, Alex and I, we've been spitballing. One day we're going to do a road trip. We're going to do like an OK Cooks road trip where we like hit a few places where we've got little pods of like people that have been supporting us. We're definitely coming out to Tennessee because that's
the dude.
Like, we can meet up. Maybe you come here. We can go to the Jiffy. We got a Jiffy Burger here. It's an old school, like 50s kind of diner. Mm. And they got a Bonnaroo burger.
Is Bonnaroo near you guys? Is that where that goes on?
5 minutes from my house.
Okay.
But Yeti,
fun fact. Yeti lives in. I actually worked at Bonnaroo 1 year.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, I worked security at Bonnaroo.
We were that close and didn't even know it. Hell yeah. But Yeti is actually not far from Knoxville. He's in Maryville.
Yeah, just like 20 minutes outside of Knoxville. About, I think about 30, 45 minutes outside the mountains. From like the National Park and Gatlinburg, Pigeon Forge. I love it here, man. It's the best place I've ever lived.
That's awesome.
Maybe we can plan a whole day and we can meet in Knoxville instead. Since that would be closer for y'all, probably.
I'm saying we go to Dollywood. Ooh. Let's get the OK Cooks and the Tennessee Horror News crew. Isn't there like an eagle roller coaster there? What is that? I think I've seen some sort of eagle.
It's got to be fat boy friendly, though. There's not a lot of roller coasters that has big enough seats for us big boys.
Well, all right, I'm calling up Dolly.
Maybe there's a water ride that we can all get on that don't have to strap you in, because then we good on them. Because I rode some at Universal that were water rides that like, fat boy friendly.
There's also if you guys ever watched Man vs. Food, he does an episode of a place called Sweet Peas that's a giant barbecue burrito that's like right down the road from my house. Oh, it's so good. There's also a pizza place in Knoxville that was on Triple D that's pretty decent. Like,
we'll
just
roll up in there. We'll let them know that we're the new Triple D guys. We're here for the second episode.
We'll get bowling shirts made.
Yeah.
Right? And I'll just come in clutch with the camera crew.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I'll get like an old like Canon VHS camcorder and just roll in with like a flashlight. And we're just like, we're the new Triple D. We're here to do an update on the episode, you know what I'm saying? And we'll bring some fast food in, and we'll, right in their kitchen, we'll make a fucking, because we have Captain D's and Long John's. So
we're going to make a Captain Long John's.
Yeah, Captain Long John's pizza, stuffed crust.
Listen, we love your food, but we got a couple bags of Captain D's, and we got to do something with it.
Yeah.
Somebody like, what is going on?
Amazing. Well, shit, this has been amazing. I knew it was gonna be a fun episode. Y'all are definitely fun to watch. I'm glad, you know, unfortunately, like I said, Johnny couldn't be here today, but he is the one that actually got all of us, you know.
We'll just have to do another episode in a couple, you know, in a few months. We'll pop back on. And we'll give Johnny a second taste. We'll come back.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. We'll do it.
Hopefully by then, you know, the whole COVID has calmed down and the world as we know it is, we'll get back to somewhat of a normal thing.
Fingers crossed. Hopefully.
Yes.
Yeah.
But yeah, well, keep on break out to stoner snacks. No, but keep on doing what y'all do. Y'all got something great here, and we look forward to seeing what's next.
Hell yeah, man.
Cool. Thank you guys for having us on. This was fun.
Yeah, thanks for coming on, man. This is super cool. You guys are fucking munchie wizards. That's a t-shirt idea. You can have it.
We'll put a little like credit at the bottom with your name on it.
Hell yeah.
Munchie wizards. But yeah, well, y'all have a great rest of the week end that we have left, anyways. Yeah,
right.
Yep.
And have a happy Halloween. Hopefully, y'all have some able to do something fun.
Happy Halloween. Happy birthday too.
Yeah.
Before we get off here, you guys want to plug anything? You guys want to plug specifically?
We'll plug our Instagram. Okay, Cooks. YouTube, obviously. Come show us some love, react, comment, do all the things. We love chatting with you guys. So
yeah, that's it. I mean, so we're a small YouTuber, and like the way to really help us right now is to watch our videos, watch them as long as you can. Give us a like, drop us a comment, all that stuff. Make sure you subscribe. But that stuff really like helps us a ton, because we're in the phase of YouTube where YouTube does not help you. Yeah. So like, if you guys know the difference between like a monetized YouTube channel and a non-monetized, basically there's no ads. So YouTube doesn't make any money off the OK Cooks. So they do not help the OK Cooks. Exactly. So we're in that hustle right now where we're putting out new content every single week. So the more you guys can like and comment and share it all, like that, those little things mean they help us so much in these like, early days for us. So you guys definitely, props for all the love and the support, and just having us on here is huge.
Yeah.
We're down to come back whenever you want. A scary movie comes out, you want me and Alex to go see it? We'll go see it. We'll do a reaction video. You want us to do something, let us know. We are here to support you guys, because you know what? We're all in this together. We're chugging. We're hustling. So
that to me, Yeti knows it. What'd you just say? You said you want to do something? Shit, we can make it work. We can make it happen.
I'll be in your inbox tomorrow.
Shit, what you talking about? I'm already in the inbox. But y'all can be the South Carolina reps of TN Horror.
There you go.
All right, you guys. Well, have an awesome weekend. Thanks for having us.
Yep. And, hey, thanks for coming on, you guys.
See you guys around.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Right. Later, fellas.
Later, guys. All right, guys, thanks for tuning in so much. Be sure to go to the OK Cooks on YouTube. Check out OK Cooks on Instagram. And like they said, man, like, comment, subscribe. They're a super fun channel. They make awesome meals. It's like if Epic Mealtime wasn't super wasteful. And they weren't just like dude bros. I mean, they're so fun to watch. They're like, you, if you listen to the interview and you're listening to me gab now, you know they're super cool, laid back guys. So check that out. Also, I think it's really neat that, like, I commented on some of their stuff and their reply right back. And, like, I'm on my personal YouTube. Like, it's mm-hmm. not even connected to TN Horror, so it's had nothing to do with that. Those guys, they interact with people. They're super down to earth and they make great content. Go check them out on Instagram because they make Instagram specific videos, ranking stuff. They make new episodes for recipes every Friday. Give them a like, subscribe. Yeah, check them out. And thanks for tuning in and listening to this extra bit of content. We got some more interviews and stuff set up in the future, so check that out coming up. We got I don't have dates, but I have some really exciting interviews to announce here pretty soon. So yeah. Thanks for tuning in, guys. Stay spooky. Try not to be an asshole.
Hell yeah, thank y'all. Peace.